You talk about folks here, Mr. Delbert Rader and his family, and then Amy. They know a lot about tractors and trucks and so forth. And speaking of that, you know, you guys, if somebody's looking to get out of the farming business or maybe just need to move some equipment, you guys can help them with that too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, they can consign it to the auction, or we'll be glad to go out and make a bid and try to buy their equipment, whether it's a one piece or a whole package.
I think you got some things that'll show up in the next sale probably from one just recently, huh?
Yeah, I bought 30, 31 or two pieces yesterday off a farm over at Woodburn, Kentucky, an estate.
Actually, what, you probably sold the guy some of the equipment you bought?
I did years ago, yes. When he was in John Deere business, I sold this gentleman. I certainly did.
The ag world's a small world sometimes, though, isn't it?
Well, it is, and there's fewer and fewer of us every day.
For sure. Of course, that's one way you get it, but you also look out there looking all the time for good used equipment to put in your sales and to put here in the lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I stay on the internet, something I didn't think I'd ever do, but I stay on the internet pretty much all day, every day, searching for equipment, you know, chasing leads and so forth.
Well, if you're looking at tractors, well, that's not a bad thing on the internet, is it?
Well, that's right. It's I promise you, it's farm equipment.
Yeah. I guarantee you, looking at tractors and trucks and things like that. So, you know, it's predominantly tractors and implements and equipment. You sell a truck or two every now and then, too.
We do. We, you know, this auction has, when it started out, we didn't deal much in trucks and trailers, but now we'll have 20, 25 trucks every sale.
And a wagon or two every now and then. A friend of mine came and bought a wagon from you a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of farm wagons.
Is there a gator out front, I think? Is that for sale, or is that your private gator?
Well, the one out front's the one we use down here, but okay. I mean, we do have gators from time to time.
I knew you did some RTVs and gators and things like that. So I saw it out front, and I thought, well, maybe that's out there for a reason one of these days.
No, we're just cleaning out the showroom today.
But you're doing some work up in your showroom that hadn't been open for a long time.
Well, we hadn't utilized it since we came back down here. So we decided to do a little remodeling and utilize the showroom, just a lot of dead space to collect junk.
And this was really the home of the dealership for many years.
It was. Dad built this in 1964.
And you guys, of course, have this building here and then next door. I think your brother works on some. Is he still working on some things next door, too?
Yeah, Ronnie's still working. He's got a repair shop next door in the old warehouse.
Well known for his repair work over the years, too.
He is. He's one of the oldest John Deere mechanics around.
Age-wise, or length of service?
A little bit of both.
He heard that he may be over here in a few minutes to check on us, Delbert. But, you know, that's really what you get here. A lot of experience. And, you know, obviously your 40-some-odd years of experience in this business has to make a big difference when folks want to buy, sell, or find used equipment with you.
That's right. I mean, experience definitely makes a difference.
And I know you, more than experience, you've enjoyed this, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a way of life for me. I mean, this is what I enjoy.
And then to have your children in here working, most of your children in here working with you, that has to be exciting. And then Amy, who is just like a child.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, it's fun to go to work every day. I mean, and a lot of people can't say that, but I really enjoy getting up and leaving the house every day to come down here to Skyline Drive.
You do, and you do a great job with it. And people who have dealt with you, worked with you over the years, really enjoy working with you. And I've been to some of your sales before, and your sales are almost like a family reunion, a big reunion out in our school reunion, maybe.
Well, it is. I mean, there's a lot of people that I know, but I only see them four times a year when we have a sale. And you know, if a lot of them are close friends, and we have to spend a little time to get caught up and see what's going on.
That's part of the sale, right?
That's right. It is. It definitely is.
Auction sales a big gathering out in the country and farm life.
It is. It is. It brings everybody to town.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot at your auctions before. You learned a lot from people and about the equipment, and it really values equipment. It's like, wow, I didn't, you know, that's so really good. Or you're surprised sometimes at what the value of things are. And you may be too out there when they get on the auction block.
Well, it is. I mean, it never fails. There'll be a piece that won't bring what I thought it would bring, and then there'll be a piece that brings a lot more than I thought it would. So that's the fun part about an auction.
That's what makes it fun. Well, next auction coming up in April, right?
Yeah, next auction's April 26th.
April 26th, predominantly hay equipment and some row and some planting equipment as well. So mark that on your calendar, folks. If you're looking for something or if you need something sooner, come see you. I mean, planting season's right around the corner here, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd say there'll be some corn planted here in a week or two.
Let's get this warm weather back. Well, I think we'll probably see some.
I hope so. I'm ready for the warm weather.
Me too. Mr. Delbert Rader with us at Rader Auction Company, Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville. It's National Agriculture Week on 106.5 WKTC.